In a phone conference on Sunday with reporters, the treasurer of the state AFL-CIO, Stephanie Bloomingdale, called Governor Walker's budget repair bill a radical attack on all Wisconsin workers. She says the bill leaves union members some limited rights to bargain wages, but eliminates what she calls the most important right unions have.
Working people should have the right to come together to collectively talk about not only their wages and their paychecks, but also their working conditions. And also to be the watchdog for safety issues, not only for themselves, but for the people that they serve.
The AFL-CIO is calling on workers across the state to lobby legislators to reject or amend the budget repair bill. Starting today, unions are launching a statewide radio and TV ad campaign.
It's a bill to take away any say they have in the workplace and to eliminate their union. And these politicians are trying to make it happen right now, this week. With almost no public input, discussion, or debate, it's unnecessary and it's unfair to public workers and to taxpayers.
The bill could come to a vote this week. Governor Walker has said the National Guard is on alert to respond to emergencies if any public employee unions, such as prison guards, attempt a strike or stage a work slowdown. But AFL-CIO leaders say they know of no plans for such actions. The bill includes a provision allowing supervisors to fire employees who skip work for more than 3 days without approval or are caught planning a strike or slowdown. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.